Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast, we're going to listen to my longest published song, longest to date. I'm not talking about lyrics-wise. I'm talking about the length of the track, a 10-minute song, which... you know, back in the day when I was in high school and college, I listened to a lot of prog rock. So, you know, 20, 25, 30-minute song was no big deal. Yes, had plenty of those. But anyway, this one's not quite that long. About 10 minutes, though. It's called Fire Builds the City, and it comes from 2012's The Long View. So this is Strap In. 10 minutes. This is Fire Builds the City.
Rewind. Monday, the bills. Find yourself awake again. I'll unbreak my promises. I'll find myself the truth. I'll find myself the truth. Let's rewind today. Find ourselves walking in the sunlight again. Can rewind the night and turn the fight back into love, back into love. Rewind, yeah.
So that was Fire Builds the City from 2012's The Long View. I don't know if you probably not, if you're in my generation, you recognize that sound. My parents, when I was growing up, they had a Super 8 camera. And we would shoot, especially vacations or on around Christmas. Dad would get out the super super bright lights, and we'd film. And then, of course, when it was time to watch, we had to sit down with a film strip, film projector, which was a Super 8 film projector. And that sound that you hear that I mixed in at the beginning and at the end, that's the sound of that Super 8 film projector. And that at the very end, you can hear once the film completely runs out and the wheels, the spools are still spinning. You can hear the loose end of the film flopping and slowing down to a stop. Anyway, a lot of nostalgia for me in that sound. And I'll tell you I'll talk a little bit about the music and the origin of the song first, and then we'll take a look at the lyrics. The origin of the song actually came from a dream that a friend of mine had. I've had a friend since way back in high school, named Mark. Mark quite frequently posts his dreams or bits and pieces of his dreams. And this one was a phrase, and it was the first line of the song. Rewind the film, and the fire builds the city. The phrase struck me so powerfully at the time. It evokes this idea of the possibility of trying to reverse time, to not only to undo something damaging that has happened, but then if you play, on those old Super 8s, you could play them backwards, and which was always funny. We would laugh about, watching my grandma walk backwards and, stuff like that, or, dad would do that for laughs. But to think about being able to reverse the film, reverse the flow of time, and watch something that is destructive, watch it be constructive. The idea that the fire's job in the reverse film is to build the city. Because in the film as it is now, the fire's job is destroying the city. And so that idea is what kind of propelled the song. Musically, this particular album put out in 2012, I was really, I call this alt rock, alternative rock, and it was dipping into some progressive rock ideas, obviously with a 10-minute song, but I don't know too much in traditional progressive rock that incorporated the banjo. So there's this progressive rock / I don't know, Americana, something like that going on here, because we begin the song gently with the banjo and of course the sounds of the Super 8 film, and then some mandolin comes in, the rhythm section, which is, I think, really fundamental. We've got a gong, we've got a rain stick, and I did a lot of experimenting with what I wanted for that to carry the rhythm of the song. And eventually, then we get into more of a standard rock. Drum set a little bit later, but as it builds, we have a lot of layering of strings there, and sometimes I use an algorithm on making a string arrangement. But this one I was not at all. I sat with my keyboard and built layer by layer, built the string section on all of that, and then the acoustic guitars come in in a rhythm sense as the song builds. And then, of course, we get to those longer stretches of instrumental section with the electric guitar. And really enjoyed putting this together. It felt like a big undertaking. It felt like something big to me, not just because it was 10 minutes long, but because it felt somewhat epic. The original phrase had struck me so powerfully that it felt like it needed to be epic. And so I did my best to make it so. I will say one other thing, and I'll include this on the podcast page. I'll include the link to a music video that I made at the time, around the time when I released this into 2012, I believe. I wanted to utilize some old movie footage, old film footage, just because film was such a central theme in the song. And I found this movie. It actually came out the year I was born, 1964, The Last Man on Earth, starring Vincent Price. And there was the original. Now it's since been colorized by Turner Classic Films, but the version that I found that was open to the public, in the public domain, and I could use, it was black and white, and it was haunting. And so I took segments from the film and constructed a music video to go with the song. And so I will post the link to that definitely on the podcast page over at Podbean. And by the way, if you don't stream this at Podbean, you should know the address. It's Scott Simpson Music .podbean.com. And so you can see all the episodes there, and there's a little, you know, all the lyrics are there, and then occasionally I'll toss in something like this, a link over to a video. So let's talk a little bit about the lyrics now. First verse, rewind the film and the fire builds the city. Rewind the film and the huntsman revives the fox. Rewind the film and the banker steals the money. Rewind the film, and you put my heart, yeah, you put my heart back together again. You put my heart back together again. Rewind, rewind, rewind. So that's verse one. And so we get really some images in words of destructive things that, when put into the reverse, become constructive. The fire building the city, of course. The hunter reviving the fox. The banker stealing the money from the crook. And you, then, which we come to the personalized part of the song, you putting my heart back together again. Those elements. So we've got some characters introduced here, a you and a me. And this, I will be really clear that this is not in any way autobiographical. I really was creating a fiction here, because a fiction that was really suggested by the power of that initial phrase. What's it look like between two people when all the events of their relationship have been one tearing apart the heart of the other, and then you put that in reverse? Does it become something loving? It would look that way, just like it looks like the fire is building the city rather than burning it down. So we initiate kind of a story of sorts here. There's a relationship at risk. And we have some instrumental in between, and then we move on to the next verse, the next part. Reverse the car, and you find your way back home again. Reverse the words, and somehow they say you were meant for me, and I was meant for this life. Yeah, rewind, rewind, yeah. So we may get a little bit of the realities of a home studio here. It was one of my dogs barking. Anyway, So in that section, we have a little, the fictional story is pushed forward just a little bit. There's someone who has left, reverse the car, you find your way back home. Reverse the words. There was an argument that happened. Somehow they say you were meant for me and I was meant for this life. So you get the hints of this argument that left in one person leaving, and this longing to reverse that film and make it a returning home, make it an affirmation of love, an affirmation of value, and then some instrumental. After the instrumental section, we come back to a little more detail in the fiction. Untake the pill and find yourself awake again. I'll unbreak my promises. I'll find myself the truth. Oh, I'll find myself the truth. Let's rewind today. Find ourselves walking in the sunlight again. Yes, we can rewind the night, turn the fight back into love. Rewind and turn the fight back into love. Rewind, yeah. And so what we have is this longing, this regret for what's happened today. Something devastating has happened today in the relationship, and to wake up, to untake the pill. There's some addictive behavior here, and to wake back up, unbreaking my promises, as though that could be done. Find myself the truth. Rewind and find ourselves walking in the sunlight again. Rewind the night and turn the fight back into love. So, and then we come to the end, and we have a long stretch of building that's mostly instrumental, but the repetition of fire builds the city, fire builds the city, fire builds the city. Until we get to the end, and then the film runs out. And so I think the main idea in the song is this thing. It's very, I think, very universal. This desire to reverse what's happened, to run it backwards, to somehow undo what has been done. And not only in a way that undoes it and takes it back, but makes the actions that are happening constructive, loving rather than hate, than destructive, building rather than tearing down and tearing apart. I don't know if that's exactly what my friend was dreaming, but he dreamed that phrase, and the phrase spoke volumes to me. The song offered me the opportunity to do something that a lot of my heroes had done. My heroes, my musical heroes, folks like Yes and Pink Floyd and Rush, and others, bands that take on something epic and do it in a big way. And try to do it in a surprising way as well. I guess maybe I would have been closer to my heroes had I put it in, like, I don't know, 7/8 time or something like that. It's just in 4/4. There we go. Fire builds the city. Thank you for joining me again today for Dancing Moon Songcast. We can try to put something out every Friday, and I know that I am right now in social distancing. I would assume if you're listening to this in real time, the day I'm putting it out, you are as well. I hope that's going well for you. I know that we will come through this, and I wonder if there's some way that this virus. This fire that we're enduring right now that seems to be tearing things apart, I wonder if there is some way that perhaps there's something valuable being built. even in these days of pandemic. I feel like that's the way it usually is, truthfully, that something good is being built. Maybe it's being built by the artists. Maybe it's being built politically. Maybe it's being built by just loving people who are reaching out and staying in touch in ways that they can. But something good is being built. I hope that that's the case for you. You can check out all my music and all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Stream on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, etc., etc., etc. I hope that your week is a good one, and I hope that we collectively can pull together and encourage each other. Find a way to do that today. The people that you know and love, connect with them, encourage them, even in this time of social distancing. Be well.